Have another special guest in the studio, Zach Ellison at WKKG. Hey, Zach, you're back.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Okay, so you come by twice a year. What do we call that? Biannual?
Yeah. I think that'd be good.
Yes. Biannual.
Yes.
You were here in November.
For Veterans Day.
And now you're back in May. What's going on?
Memorial Day service. Very meaningful weekend. We start off the weekend with the salute concert, but we end up the weekend with the Memorial Day service at the courthouse at 11 a.m. this Monday. And it'll be a special event because we'll have the bagpipes and the drums, and we're going to have we'll have the reading of the names of the veterans who have passed over the last year.
Okay.
And Matt Ratliff is going to be the reader with Jewel Rittman. They have the lead as a funeral director. They have the lead this year, and they've assembled all the names in coordination with all the other funeral homes. And they'll read it, and we'll ring the bell after each name. And families are really moved by this service. So it's a time for us to remember what veterans have done for this country.
So if nobody's ever been to this, let's say they're like hearing us, what do they need to do?
Well, it'd be good. There'll be some chairs set up.
Okay.
We've been promised great weather, and I think we'll have it. And they need to show up there a little bit before 11 a.m. and just take time to reflect over all of the veterans we've lost over the last year. And so it's special, and family members show up. We usually have a crowd of about 150 people that show up, maybe close to 200 sometimes. Mm-hmm. But there'll be playing of taps. There'll also be the 21-gun salute by the Honor Guard.
Okay.
And it's just it's a special event, and it's a good way to sort of close out the weekend. That's all about remembering veterans and veterans' families.
So this is happening on Monday morning.
Yes, Monday morning, 11 a.m. on the courthouse property right beside the limestone columns.
All right, is parking going to be okay?
Or? There's plenty of parking downstairs, downtown with on-street parking. Most businesses are closed that day, so there's no trouble with parking. And just show up and let's remember the veterans.
And if you can't be there, you can listen to it on our sister station, WCSI.
That is correct, or 98.1.
All right, thank you for stopping by, Zach.
Thank you very much.